Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, folks. You're all very welcome back to the Talk from the Terrace on Celtic Fanzine TV and also available on audio on the Celtic Soul podcast. Today, I'll be chatting to Norwegian but Irish-based Celtic fan, Rennie Hansen. Rennie, it's your first time on the show. We're good pals. We travelled together in a taxi from Murphy's last week to Celtic Park, and one thing you told me in that taxi was that if we didn't win on Thursday night, that we would face an uphill battle in Norway. So, firstly, can you just give me your thoughts on last Thursday night?
Last Thursday night was a big disappointment, of course, because I felt Celtic didn't turn up, or Bodø Glimt have done their homework properly. So, but it was a big disappointment, of course. It was a big disappointment.
And one of the things, Rennie, was, you know, we spoke on Thursday about Bodø Glimt being in their pre-season, the strength of Norwegian football, how well they'd done. But we were confident. And we were second best then for 90 minutes.
Yeah, no, as I said, firstly, they have a very good manager. And he does his homework properly, because it didn't look like a team that was off-season when they met us. But the work rate they put in, and but the physics and the way they played, and even they have lost nearly half of the team from last season. He looked for players that can go in and do the same thing for a role. They only look for so. No, but I was disappointed and I was surprised. I didn't expect Bodø to be so good, because I saw them 4 or 5 games last season in the Norwegian league, and they was good. They're really good. And of course, they're league champion 2 years in a row. And yeah, it tells all.
When you look at the Norwegian league, Rennie, and you are probably the only person that I know outside of Norway that has a great knowledge of the Norwegian league. I mean, you look at Bodø. When you look at Norwegian football in general, where is Norwegian football compared to Scottish football?
I will say the Scottish league is a little bit better, but at the two top teams in Scottish league are over a season better than the Norwegian team. But in the last couple of seasons, you can say Rosenborg and Molde have disappointed. But the money Molde and Rosenborg have, they should be light year ahead of the rest of the league. So what he have done in Bodø with nearly no money is unbelievable. But I will say there's only 3 teams in Norway that is good now, and that's Rosenborg, Molde, and Bodø Glimt. And yeah, though I would say the Scottish league is better than the Norwegian league.
And did you read up I'm getting a bit of feedback here, Rennie, sorry. Did you read up on any of the Norwegian reports from the game?
Oh, yeah, of course. I had to, the Norwegian media, of course, they are very, very proud of Bodø/Glimt, but they said it like it was, that Bodø/Glimt was far better team. They put a little bit extra on it. They outplayed Celtic, but I'm not agreeing with that. But the media is very positive to Bodø/Glimt in Norway, and that's not only the local media, but the national newspapers, and they give them broad coverage. It's a lot to read.
Yeah, and one thing we did say, Rennie, as well, was that they were in the pre-season, and maybe naively we were thinking, oh, they won't be as fit as our players. Our players are well into the season. They did cramp up near the end of the game. Now, whatever it was, play acting or they were physically exhausted. They looked a bigger team than us. They looked very organised, but maybe they had been planning for this game for a long time, where we have been playing two games a week.
Yeah,
and maybe Europe isn't our priority.
No, they had the plan for this game for 3 months. You know, that's the only game they have planned for. And they spent 3 weeks before they arrived in Glasgow in Marbella, you know, and they played, a Russian team and a Romanian team. So, no, they was well prepared as you see. I'm disappointed and surprised.
Yeah, and then Rennie, really, so two charter flights sold out to heading for Bodø, and then I see fans now already on some there and some on the journeys. It's generally, when I looked at it, it was three flights there and three flights back. It's a long journey. What can Celtic fans expect when they get to Bodø?
Oh, firstly, they will be very welcome. The Bodø people will take care of them Yeah, the people is very nice, but the scenery is spectacular up there. It's up by the sea, so you go far north, but you won't get it Baltic. So I think the middle temperature in this time of year is about 0 degrees, and it could be windy, but the scenery, as they will, is breathtaking. If you take a trip around Bodø, then. It's breathtaking. As I said, it's far north, but it's not the North Pole, if you know what I mean, because they have a coastal climate. But if you go in the inland, you can easily get minus 30 up there. So. But Bodø is nice. I'd say it's like Ireland on a winter day.
When you've done your sightseeing, hotels are quite expensive, and it's going to be expensive for a pint.
Yeah, expensive, £14-15 or something.
but you're originally not far from that area.
No, I'm. We used to say I'm from the neighborhood of the city. It's only 240 kilometers. So we used to go to Bodø to watch Bodø/Glimt. No, on a day trip, only 4.5 hours. Each way. So that's our neighbor. Northern Norway, 250 kilometers, that's next to nothing.
Well, it's I suppose it's like going to, you know, maybe Aberdeen and your bus breaking down for an hour. From Glasgow. How do you see the game playing out, Rennie, over there? It's a plastic pitch.
The stadium is sold out, but it's only 4,600, and there's 400 Celtic supporters up there, so it will be a good atmosphere. But I'm not afraid for the plastic pitch. We know how to play. Maybe it suits us better. You never know. But if we score an early goal, we can win this game. Of course, we can. That's
and really, like, well, as Anne said, it's only half time, and it's going to be. It is a tough old trip to go. It's a tough away game. What's the? You said the stadium only holds over 4,000. What's the stadium like and the infrastructure around the stadium?
It's only one stand, I think, they have roof. And of course, they will place the Celtic support there on the stand with no roofs. And it's not a nice stadium, you know, if you know what I mean. But that's what they have. But it will be a good atmosphere. It's sold out. It's probably, they could probably have sold 8,000 tickets to that game easily.
So the secret behind this team is the manager?
Yes, yes. The manager and the way he wants to play football and the kind of players he bring into the team. And the top scorer they had last season, he was a flop in Rosenborg. He was a big, big talent. And they brought him in Rosenborg and he couldn't do anything. And Rosenborg sent him away to Stabæk. He couldn't do anything there either, but he was still a talent. And then he brought him to Bode and suddenly he was the top scorer in the league. But he is old. He's away now. I think he went to a Russia club.
So they made a couple of quid as well.
Yes. And they sold the player of the year, Patrick Berg, to Lens in France. They got millions for him. And I think they sold, Fredrik Bjørkan to Hertha Berlin. You know, so in Norwegian scale, they are loaded now for a couple of seasons. Because even, I remember when a couple of years ago, Molde went to the group stage in Europa League. You know, we laugh of that money, but that, for a Norwegian club, that was like they had money for a couple of seasons. So they have a lot to play for, you know, honor and the money. Even Conference League money, it's big money in the Western scale.
But on paper, Rennie, we should be able to compete over there, and we should be, you know, it's very important, first goal.
Yeah, if we had a first goal, no, we only need two goals to take it to extra time. That's the way I look at it.
I like your positivity. You know, a lot of fans I spoke to after the game and on Sunday, they see, you know, Europe as a distraction this year because the Champions League is waiting for the champions of Scotland this year and the riches that brings. Now, financially, every club needs more money, but Celtic are in a good position because of the players they sold last year. You know, the interim reports suggest that, you know, a couple of million now in the kitty from the Eddie sale and the sale of Aya. Now, across the city, Rangers have, or their Rangers, or Sevco, or whatever we're calling them now, they have kind of gone for a boom or bust approach to this season and last season. And last season it worked for them. They're not showing any profits. Now, the sale of that kid to Everton may show something up, but, you know, it's so important, Rennie, that we win the league this year, because not only will it be worth a lot of money to us, but it will, you know, sink the Rangers even further into the financial abyss.
Yeah, and in that context, of course, I always want us to win games, but I'm not disappointed if you're knocked out for a Conference League. You know, it's for me, it's kind of okay for me. In one way, I'm disappointed because we lost for a Norwegian team. You know, I will get it for weeks.
But that's part and parcel of, you know, like you were always going to get it from your friends back home in Norway.
Oh yeah, I couldn't be bothered to open Facebook the day after because I knew it was there. I knew. Asked me to explain. I didn't want to explain. I only typed the best team won. That's it.
Well, no one could argue with that. Now, Rennie, just before we move on to SBL action, can you just give the listeners and the viewers a little intro into yourself and how, why Celtic?
Oh, why Celtic? It's a long but good story. In my hometown in the early 70s, you had to be 12 years to get into organized football. And there was one man in my hometown, he thought this was wrong. So he had an idea and he tried to do something. And he started to write a letter to clubs worldwide. Then he asked for tops. And a lot of this club responded and actually sent him tops for teams. So he got tops for Dynamo Kiev, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, Ajax, Arsenal, Celtic, you know, and over suburban, over part of the town, we got the Celtic tops. So every kid in my neighborhood, only team we want to play for was Celtic. And every kid I know in my, when I grew up, the first football top we had off was a Celtic top.
So what year would that be?
1972, I think I was picked to the team as a reserve. I didn't get a game. But in 1975, I became league champion.
Oh, wow.
And I have a diploma in the other room that showed me that. And I remember the last game, we had to beat Real Madrid to become champions. And you won 2-0. And I remember I scored the first goal. That was back in March or April 1975.
Great memories.
good memories. They never disappear.
And then pushing on then, because obviously you went traveling to see Celtic in the 70s.
Yeah, no. And then, you know, in Norway then, it was very hard to follow Celtic because the only coverage you got for British football was the English teams. And it was never Celtic on telly. Never. So, but the Celtic support was always there for me. So when I moved to the west coast of Norway, Haugesund, it's a city between Bergen and Stavanger, suddenly the Ryanair come to the airport and we had daily flights to London. And then it was easy to get to Glasgow. But it started then we had Charlie and the boys over in Haugesund. And then Jimmy, Chris said, whatever game we want to go to, only contact them and they have tickets. And of course, first opportunity, we went over and for our old firm game, they called it then back in, it was 2009. And then, yeah, we spent the weekend there and I met Angie.
First trip. And you fell in love.
Celtic have a lot to answer for.
You be careful, the answer's a very good friend of mine.
No, that's all right. We had a long distance relationship for 2 years until I decided to move over. So it was too hard to go and see Celtic. You had to spend the whole weekend. So we met in Glasgow for 2 years during the Celtic games.
So now you're living in Newry. And you're a member of Erigo Bra, and you can jump on a bus to any game you want now.
Oh, that's so brilliant. I just say I love it to go to sleep in my own bed after a game. You know, I love it.
Yeah, it can be nice, but after the Dundee game on Sunday, the flight was delayed with the weather. It was meant to be 11 o'clock flight, and it was half one of me getting home, and I said to myself, you know, the long old days, I wouldn't have minded now a couple of points after the game and into a bed in a hotel, but it was well watered because when another late goal after, you know, we had to dig our heels in on Sunday, Rennie. You know, it wasn't given to us, and I suppose the added pressure even on we put on ourselves as fans when the Rangers dropped points. Like I watched the game before. You know, to sell a kickoff, and it was great, like, you know. And
but in the early day, wasn't that the rule? when we told when the Rangers missed the day before, the same happened with us, you know. Always, but not always. It felt like always, and we had a chance not to catch up. We failed, but as Anne say, we never stop. We stop and it's finished, and we celebrate. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and like, I suppose we're lucky now that we have a stronger bench than we did have, we'd say, when we played Bayer Leverkusen, when we almost pulled off a memorable result in Germany. But, you know, and probably we're a bit thin on the bench coming up to Christmas, but he's brought in five players, and Johnny Kenny is now back training on grass. He arrived with a little injury. And I was speaking to Willie McStay on Sunday, and I said, well, how's he doing? And he says, you know, he's not a B team player. He says he's a first team squad player, and just, you know, he's waiting for him to get fit, and he likes what he's seen and from him, and he likes the report. So, you know, like, it's food for thought for this young kid coming in with, you know, after, you know, 2 years senior football at the League of Ireland, and obviously when it's an Irish player, there's a lot of interest over here, and especially with the Sligo connection. So hopefully. Hopefully Johnny gets in the team before the end of the season, or, you know, comes off the bench or something, because, you know, we have a stronger bench now, and that's been proven in you know, with these late goals. And even against Aberdeen, when we were, you know, we were coasting in the first half, but then, you know, we had to dig in the second half and battle.
Yeah, no, but as you say, the bench, when I see the bench, it makes me smile because it looks so strong. And it looks so strong, and it's really no different in quality. Whatever he puts in, you know, there is no subs on the bank. There is actually first team players that sit on the bench and only wait to grab the opportunity.
Yeah. And then looking forward, obviously we hope I hope we get a result on Thursday night. For me, it's not a distraction. It probably should be, because the Champions League and winning the league is just, you know, it's such a big thing. You know, I'm not thinking about booking flights to Tehran just yet.
No, but it hasn't been wonderful to be the first British team to be in the conference.
you mean like the European Cup? No, but like all joking aside, and like, we'll all be hoping Celtic win on Thursday night. I don't think anyone, when Celtic go on the pitch, you want them to win. And you don't want Danny's players to get injured. No matter if it's a friendly or a game of tiddlywinks, as Jim Mervyn said to me one day, he said, I want Sally to win a game of tiddlywinks. And that's how much it means to people. But Rennie, you know, looking forward to the Hibs game now on Sunday. We'll be there. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Get that. I won't be coming to your hotel room. You can rest assured. I'm getting a lift from the airport. But like, it's going to be a tough game. Hibs haven't been firing on all cylinders, but Sean Maloney is starting to see a bit of light. He's under a bit of pressure. The atmosphere is going to be great. How do you see that one going?
I'm always optimistic, but if you take player for player, we should beat them. But we need an early goal, as I feel. If we score in the first 20 minutes and we get them to hunt us, it should be a victory for us. It should be. But I always think we win. I have never any doubt. Therefore, the disappointment is so big when it's not happened.
Yeah, well, the form under Ange has been, you know, it's been, since we come back from the break, you know, it's been, apart from the Bodo Glimt game, it's been outstanding.
Yeah, and the football we play, you know, it's so lovely to watch them. And yeah, it's no luck any longer, you know, so you don't have to pray. They only let the boys play the way they can play football and the way Ange wants them to play, and then we will win.
And on Ange Rennie, now I know you a lot better than our listeners or our viewers, and hopefully we'll get you back on, because I know your love for football and I know your knowledge of football. But, you know, But after the season we had last year, like, you know, Ange came in and, you know, he arrived on his own and he just, it, you know, I don't think any of us expected him to turn it around so quick. We gave him a chance and he's just been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. So when you compare to last season, I have to admit, I gave up the league pretty early. No, in October, November, you can see that there was nothing. There was nothing to how to explain it. Anyway, I gave up the way we played football and the way everything was with one scandal after the other. You know, it was too much that disrupt us. So, and now the way he come in and turn it around, and as you said, no one thought that he could do it so fast, so fast.
So, you're predicting 2 wins this week, Rennie?
Yes,
yeah. As someone said to me the other day, I hope we win in Norway, but we get knocked out.
So 2-1.
So that's what someone said to me. I forget someone said that to me on Sunday. But we're looking for 2 wins, Rennie. We're looking to progress. Yeah, winning team.
As I said, if he score 2 goals, it's extra time. If he win 2-0, it's extra time. And
can you not see them scoring at home?
Yeah, it's depend on us. But if we score early, and say people say that look what they did against Rome. But you have to remember, Mourinho, he took his team up to the border the same day they played. And he didn't bother to have a session on the pitch before the game. And, you know, some of the star players was left home. So he thought it was a walkover. We know it's not a walkover when it comes up there.
So do you think Rennie, he'll play his best 11?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. So what is the best 11 with the bench we have? You know, so we will, whatever team we put on the pitch is a strong team. No, it doesn't matter if it's a Tom Rogers player or Matt O'Reilly play. No, he play. That doesn't matter. It's a strong team anyway.
And then he can make, he can still bring in as good as for the Hibs game or vice versa.
Of course. But I think Gökhan Marcus, he will start. We need that strong, tall guy against them. You can see the size of the Timbuktu defenders.
All over the pitch, yeah. they look bigger than us. Mm-hmm. So there was two from Sunday. Right, you look right. Giamakis was you know first touch in the net. You know 3 first touch goals, excellent stuff. So yeah, he's got the jersey now for up front. But Greg Taylor was dropped on Sunday, and he brought Tony Ralston back in on the right. So like. You know, fullback wise, does he go back to Taylor, or do you think he sticks with the Croatian lad?
I think he sticks with the Croatian, or maybe he. If you think about the Hibs game, maybe he let Taylor play. You know, you never know, but you never know. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Well, we all do. It's a good time to follow Celtic. We didn't get a result last Thursday night, but I think everyone's been enjoying the journey, you know. So no matter who plays, as you say, there's strength down the bench and strength to come in on Sunday. So Rennie, I'll see you Sunday, and we'll talk then and maybe have a cup of tea before the game.
Yeah, you come to my hotel and I make sure we have a pot of tea down in the reception there. No.
I'm worried about the pots of tea you'd be making what's in them. Right, Rennie. Folks, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, hit the subscribe button there. Hit the follow button, hit the alarm button, leave a comment, whatever you have to do. And thanks very much for watching Salt Lake Fanzine TV. And also to my guest, Rennie Hansen, all the way from Norway, but living in Uri. And the podcast is also available on audio on the Celtic Soul podcast across all platforms. So folks, enjoy the week. Hail, hail.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.